It's a so sad and honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And as we all know, there's still a difference in Parshas. Parshas Noso in America, Parshas Baaloscha in Eretz Yisrael. And we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions. And then we're going to come out with that major Yisod, that major foundation point that we can bring into our lives in a very real way. The Shemana Tov says beautifully in Parshas Noso, we know that we go from a Bamidbar to a Noso, and the Noso is again the progression, the counting of all Klal Yisrael. Then we get to the Nazir and the Sota, and then we get to Berachas Kohanim. And what we're going to do, question number one, we know the Gemara tells us in Tainis, on Daf Yud Aleph, there's a Machlokas Amoroyim. Is a Nazir a good thing, or is a Nazir a bad thing? Rashi brings down that the whole understanding of Nazir is less than Prisha, that you have to separate yourself. As we know that a Nazir, he doesn't cut his hair, he doesn't drink wine. And it's very fascinating, because there's a major Machlokas Rishonim. Is a Nazir a good thing, or is a Nazir a bad thing? On the one hand, a Nazir is abstaining from wine. He's staying away from bad things. But on the other hand, maybe when a person goes so extreme, maybe it's not so good. And the Ramban, Nachmanides, again, the great Nachmanides, 1197 to 1270, the great Ramban comes along in his parish and he says, really, a Nazir is a good thing. Nazir, Nezir, the crown. To be a Nazir is an amazing thing. But then you look at the Rambam. The Rambam tells us in Hilchos Deos, Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph, the famous Rambam, that he says that you always need to go the Shvil HaZov. You always need to go the middle of the path. He says the only things that you don't have to go the middle is you have to go to the extreme for anger and also gaiva, being haughty. Maybe they're the same thing. But the Rambam says that if you are going to be a Nazir, it's problematic. It's not a good thing. Seemingly the Rambam is pasking like Shmuel and the Gemara from Tainis. However, if you look in Hilchos Naziros, Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Dalet, the Rambam says a Nazir is a good thing. Question one, is it a good thing or is it not a good thing? What's the Machlokas? Question two, Parshas Noso. Again, everyone in Eretz Yisrael, a little Chazara, I know you're Parsha ahead in America. It is Parshas Noso, but again, there's so much Torah, especially in Baaloscha. Wow, just jam-packed. Soloveitchik often said that Baaloscha is like a bee going to get his honey. Ah, so juiced up. And again, all the Torah, every word is so juiced up. But in Parshas Noso, so dear to me, is the Berachas Kohanim. Baruch Hashem, I'm a Kohen. My father's a Kohen, my grandfather's a Kohen, right? Baruch Hashem, we send me Hashem Eli. But here's the bracha. Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmarecha. That Hashem should give me a blessing and He should guard me. Yai Hashem panav eilecha. Again, found in Perek Vav, Pasachov Dalid, Pasachov Hey. Yai Hashem panav eilecha v'ichunecha. And Hashem should show me His countenance towards you and He should show grace, chen. Ye saw Hashem ponav eilecha, that Hashem should lift His countenance to you, v'yasim lecha shalom, and He should make peace. That's very interesting, because if anyone asks you how many brachas we say right when we're introducing the Berachas Kohanim, mishuleshes, it's a three-thing bracha. And the question is, if you look very carefully, Rav Willig writes this in his Sefer Am Mordechai, really, it's three? It's six! Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmarecha, there's two right there! Why are you telling me it's three? It's really six. And furthermore, maybe people have heard this story or not, but I had zechus many times to see the great Gadol Hador, Rav Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal, who was nifter this year. Crazy. The Gadol Hador was nifter again. I got so many brachas from him. I had so many interactions, Baruch Hashem. And I remember one interaction. I went to him. I got a big psak from a big gadol in America. And he told me that if I'm in the middle of Shmona Esrei, either I started late or I'm whatever, in a different world, and I'm saying Shmona Esrei, You know, they tell this story, or Shovel Shadron tells a story that a guy, he doesn't understand, all of a sudden, he's in the middle of the shuk, and then he sees someone pounding on his chest. And then he realizes he's in the brachos, slachlone, right? Sometimes, you know, we never know where we are. Again, davening's hard. But I went to Rav Chaim, and I said, listen, I got a psak that if I'm in the middle of Shmona Esrei, I shouldn't rush. I'm in my own Shmona Esrei, and therefore, since I'm in my own Shmona Esrei, I don't need to get berachas kohanim. But again, I live in Eretz Yisrael, and they do berachas kohanim every day. Again, the Beis Yosef tried to reinstitute it in Chutz La'aretz. It didn't work out ever, but again, we have a Shalosh for Golem. Svaradim still doing it in Chutz La'aretz also. But I went to Rav Chaim, and I said, should I be duchening or not? I'm not questioning this psak. But again, every single time I'm a Kohen, not getting brachas. You know, Baruch Hashem. I was once saying, you know, Baruch Hashem, I was able to give a bracha to Rav Eliyashiv. I was like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I did Birchas Kohen to Rav Eliyashiv, that's how. A lot of Gedolim. Rav Chaim also, I gave him Birchas Kohen. I went stabbing with him. So he looked at me and he's like, first of all, what are you saying? Why did it take you so long? Rav Chaim had a very sharp sense of humor. And then he looks at me and he says, rush your davening. Rush it. Make sure you do it. Mincha Maariv, you could go as long as you want. But Shacharis, why was he telling me that? Again, he told me why he was telling me that, but I think there's another idea also. Question 3. This is one of my favorite Dibrei Torah. Again, we all love Dibrei Torah, of course. But again, we can't forget about Eretz Yisrael. Right in the beginning of Parshas Baaloska. But again, Baaloska is so many things going on in Baaloska. But right in the beginning of Parshas Baaloska, the Torah tells us, in Perichas, Pasuk Aleph, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Leimor, Daber El Aaron Vamarta Elol, speak to Aaron and tell him, Baaloska Es Haneros, that when you kindle, when you light the lights, El Mu Pnei Al HaMenorah, Rashi brings down the famous Rashi, Baaloska. Why is it called Baaloska? Al Shem Shalav Ola. That it's talking about because the flame will rise. The flame will rise. And then he says, Va'odar Shirabu Seinu, Shema'ale Haisal Lifnei HaMenorah. There was a stair, there was a ladder. Shalah, a coin omade. That the coin would stand who made it. And comes along the great Mizrahi, one of the great Perushim on Rashi. And he says, these two Perushim, even though they seem so different, they're mamish, they're totally different. Nevertheless, says Mizrahi, they're the same shot. And as for Moshe Feinstein, the great Rav Moshe, my grandfather, Rav Chaim Zebamzer Zatzal, had the chus of getting smicha from Rav Moshe. He had such a close connection with him. Again, they tell crazy stories. We could just have a shiur just on Rav Moshe's stories. One, again, everyone knows famous story that a boy was in Lower East Side and he kept on screaming, Moshe, Moshe, Moshe. And then Moshe Feinstein went over to him, why are you calling me? Or another story, one time, a little boy, his father is watching him on Shabbos, but of course he wasn't, he fell asleep on the couch, while his wife was getting a nap, but really they both were getting a nap, and the boy somehow wandered outside, right, a little two-year-old wandering outside, and Ramon should have found him. So what would most people do? They bring him back, and then they wake up the father, like, hey, crazy man! How come you left your son? He's 2 years old. But you know what happened? Rav Moshe Feinstein went into the house and he sat down and played with the son. Imagine when the father woke up. It's like, what in the world is going on? Is this a dream? Is it a night? No, again, it's a dream of the Golos who are sitting down, but like, oh my gosh, what's going on? Imagine sitting down and having Rav Chaim Kanievsky sitting down and watching your children. What? And you see the godless. He sat down, he waited for the father to get up. He didn't want to have any Gezel Shena. Ah, godless, the godless of the Gedolim. But says Rav Moshe, what do you mean? They're totally opposites. They're not the same pshat. What does that mean? What's the Mizrahi saying? So again, let's just review. Question 1 is, what's a Nazir? Is a Nazir a good thing? Is a Nazir a bad thing? A Machlokas Amoron, going down to the Rambam, to the Ramban. Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Question 2 is, the bracha of Birchas Kohanim. Is it 3 or 6? We say it's 3, but really it seems to be like 6. And the last question, Bahaloscha. Why Bahaloscha? Why are we saying that it's 3 bracha mishuleshes when really it should be a bracha of 6? So what's the yisoid? What's the foundation? Again, as we always say, the foundation is to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And again, we all have challenges and we have things, and Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us so much bracha. But the idea is, how can we bring Hashem into our lives? Says Ramosha. Ramosha says, Gevaldik. Bahaloska, and again, we'll go Bahaloska for a second, Eretz Yisrael Torah. We'll have to chazer it over for America next week. And then Bahaloska, we'll bring it into, we'll show you how it brings into the Nazir and how it's into Berachas Kohanim. Says Ramosha Gevaldik. I don't get it. The menorah was 18 tefachim. The menorah was so short. Why would you need a ladder to stand on it and to go and put your menorah in and clean it out? It's 18 tefachim. Says Rav Moshe, you know what the pshat is? Is that if a person wants godless and he wants greatness, he needs to build himself. He needs to look inside. He needs to clean it out. He needs to do introspection. He needs to do what he can. Bahaloyska, stand up. Even though it's small, stand up and build yourself. And once you do that, then Bahaloska, the nair will go on its own. It will just be lit. It will just go on fire, that one little candle. And that's what chinuch is. That's what we're all striving for, to giving over to our children, to giving over to our grandchildren, to passing on the Mesorah from generation to generation. The more we build ourselves up, the greater effect it's going to have, especially on us, our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the greater effect it's going to have on our children, because our children see everything we do. Our children see how we act. Right, my uncle, Uncle Gedalia, and I always quote this, amazing, he quotes the shame of my grandfather, and I said it in a Zoom shiur, Lilu Nishmas, my grandmother, Rebbezin Bamzer, right? And he said the beautiful pshat in Pirkei Avos, Hamidu Talmidim Harbe, because the whole idea is Hamidu, to stand up. We want to have a lot of Talmidim. It doesn't just mean students, it means people around us. Hamidu, stand up. But how do we do that? So I think this is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. And I don't know if it's such a major machlokes. The Rambam always believes in Shvil Hazav. He always believes that you go middle of the road, never too extreme. If you go too extreme, then it's not good. Middle of the road. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's given us amazing, amazing things. A Yerushalmi in Kedushin says that you have to take the beauty of the world and you need to see it. Ma'rabu Masecha Hashem, the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how He's given us such amazing things, Baruch Hashem. But a person needs to go middle. He needs to go in the middle, but again, anger you can't, because you can never get angry. It's all from Hashem, which is easier said than done. I'm not really angry, just screw my head off. I'm just trying to show you that I'm angry, but I'm not really angry. But again, it's, we all have to work on it. But again, the idea of Shvil Hazav. So how can the Rambam contradict himself? In Nazir, he says that you got it, you should be a Nazir. But that's on a different level. You know, sometimes you have to abstain from things. Sometimes you have to just cut it off. And sometimes when you cut things off, that's greatness. Right? Just an example, I always give examples of dieting. I was always going to go into the freezer. And the chocolate chips. I love my chocolate chips. Right? You take one, all of a sudden, finish the whole bag. However, if that bag is closed, you don't go to it. Only if that bag's open. Right? A little, when you let a little crack in. Sometimes when you go, and again, this is for maybe on a higher level, you say, I could totally abstain from it. You know, the Rosh Hashiva, Rav Isaacson, said a beautiful pshat. We quoted last week. We said, what does that mean? A person sees a sota, and then he becomes a nazir? Why? Of course. Okay, she did something bad. But why is it? Because, you know, that sota really had nothing to do with his life. But he said, you know what? Everything's in my life for a reason. And since he saw that it was in my life for a reason, he said, you know what? I need to make action. Even though that thing had nothing to do with me, I still need to make action. And over here, the Ramban is telling us an amazing thing. He's telling us that a person needs to strive to stay away from all bad. He needs to strive. Right? I always tell this awesome story. It's a nice story. It's cute, but it's awesome. There was one time there was a guy. He was online. He was a Jewish guy. And all of a sudden, there was someone clearly not Jewish in front of him. And the kid kept on asking for the things, right? By the aisle, the checkout aisle, they try to get you, they try to scam you, all the gums, all the treats, all everything. And all the kid kept on saying, Mommy, I need this. And the mother kept on saying, it's not kosher. Then he said, Mommy, I need this. And he kept on saying, Mommy. And the mother said, it's not kosher. Finally, the Jew afterwards, they both, you know, finish up. And the Jew turns to this person and like, listen, with all due respect, it doesn't appear that you're Jewish. Again, maybe he said it a little nicer. And she turned to him and said, I'm not Jewish. You never know nowadays, but I'm not Jewish. She said, how come you said kosher? He's like, I saw this all the time. I see that you say it's not kosher, and they stop asking. And I tried it on my son, and it worked. It was awesome. Amazing. And it's funny, because I was just with my little son, my little four-year-old son, and we were on the register, and every single time, he's like, I want this. And I'll be like, it's not kosher. What do you mean? It's good. No, not our hacher. Not our hacher. It was awesome. And it really worked. Because why? When a person abstains from things. Again, Rambam says middle of the road. Average person, middle of the road. However, if you know that it's going to bring Kedusha, so then you got to stay away. Kadesh Atzmecho bin Mutterloch says the Hilud Ramban in Kedusha, which we've spoken about. Even if you have holy things, even if you have mundane things, you can make them holy. So now we have this idea about Losko. We're trying to build ourselves up. And we have this idea that sometimes we have to stay away, stay away. Again, middle of the road, but sometimes when you need to, when you use desperate measures and you realize that you need to do it for Kedusha reasons, you stay away. So what about Berachas Kohanim? What's the Berachas Kohanim about? Is it three brachas? Is it six brachas? So I love Berachas Kohanim. During Corona, it was awesome. So I was the only Kohen, and I would go outside, and I'd do my whole thing, and all of a sudden, my little son, right, it's called 2 years ago already, it's crazy, the world is nuts, right? And he would come into the talus with me, and he would say it with me, and make me laugh sometimes, and it gave me like a little deja vu, because when I was a younger boy, I used to go up with my father, and I used to scream, right? I scream for a reason. It comes from somewhere, right? So I used to scream down my lungs, but again, I was less than bar mitzvah. My bracha's not so good. So I remember my father used to just step on my feet. I really remember, right? It was an OE, Rabbi Kamenetsky Shul in Edison, New Jersey, in Highland Park, right? So again, Berachas Kohanim is very dear to me. I'm a Kohen, right? Baruch Hashem, I take pride in being a Kohen. But this idea, what's the idea of these brachas? So I heard from a Willow Beautiful. Is that Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmarecha. You could say that it's two different brachas, but it's not. Hashem says, I'm going to give you such wealth. I'm going to give you such great things. But now you need to use it in the right way. Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmarecha. It should be guarded. What does that mean, it should be guarded? It should be given out in the right way. It should be given out to stucco. It should be given out to family. It should be good to provide for Jewish education. Yivarecha Hashem, how are you going to make sure the bracha lasts? Is v'yishmerecha. You're going to do it in the right way. Yar Hashem panov eilecha. It's not a separate bracha. It's two ideas in one. So of course it's a bracha mishuleshes. Yar Hashem panov eilecha v'yichunecha. You want Hashem's countenance in your life. Show chen. Show favor. Right? Yisa Hashem panov eilecha. You want Hashem. You want to lift it up. V'yasem lecha shalom. The most important, the biggest ingredient of life is shalom, is peace. All our Shmona Esrei and Kaddish and everything we say is shalom. Because peace is so important, peace in our lives. The Ramban writes, Nasa Adam, Bitzelmenu Kidmusenu. So Rashi says, why Russian plural, Nasa? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. No, he said, Derech Eretz to the Malachim. But Ramban says, no, we need peace between our guf, our body and our neshama, and our lofty soul. We need peace, peace of ourselves, peace of the mind. And shalom also goes further. Shalom in your house, shalom bayis, shalom with your children, shalom with your grandchildren. Shalom is so important. Because if you don't have shalom, you have nothing. The Gemara tells us in Sota Daf Lamed Ches, that when Klal Yisrael was getting along and the Shechina was there, the Kruvim on top of the Aron would be hover over and be connected. Why? Because there was shalom. There was love. And this is something that we're all striving for. Again, building ourselves, Bahaloska, having an effect, Amidu, building ourselves, letting that nair, because any good teacher is not just, right, one of the greatest moments is I was giving shiur, and I went to America for recruiting. I remember speaking about this a little while ago, And I was nervous because the guys were doing great, and I wasn't sure. I was leaving, and I said, you know, I'm going to give you a bachina, right? Give a test. Uh-oh, test in Israel. Oh, my God, it's my free year, right? So I was going to give him a test. And I told you when I spoke to my Sholom Eishiv, person that helped me out, and he said, you don't even know what's going on. Their mom's chazering, they're reviewing, they're getting it. And I said, that's music to your ears. When Hamidu, when they're doing things when you don't need to be, tell them. That's what chinuch is. To give over when you don't need to command it. Where they want to do it on their own. Baruch Hashem, that's the job of any parent. Baruch Hashem, I got it from my parents. And the job is to give it over to the next generation. And that's the idea. But again, this idea of building yourself. Building yourself. Realizing sometimes you have to stay away from bad as much as you can. As much as you can. But this idea of shalom. The idea of peace, tranquility. Shalom within ourselves. The more shalom we have with ourselves, the greater our lives are going to be. The more shalom we have around us. We know the Gemara tells us, Midrashim, Gemaras, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ready to erase His name for the Sota. Put His name in the Mei Sota. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name for shalom. For peace between the man and the woman. And we'll end with this great story. Amazing story. So there was a French invasion in Russia in 1812. And Napoleon, the great Napoleon, goes to the great Rav Chaim Volozhin. The great Rav Chaim Volozhin, and he asks for Eitzah, what should I do? Am I going to win this? Am I going to win this or not? Am I going to win this invasion? Russia's coming against us. We have the Allied forces, but are we going to win or not? We're so much more powerful than them. And Rav Chaim Volozhin turns to Napoleon and he says, let me tell you a story. A story within a story. There was a king. It's always about that king. There was a king. And he had horses. And he had the best horses in the world. From Spain, from Egypt. The best horses in the world. And guess what? They were traveling. They were traveling and they got stuck in the mud. Stuck in the mud. Nothing to do. Again, they didn't have cars that could drive on their own. Go back in the day, they didn't have cars, right? They didn't have airplanes, right? So, stuck. And all of a sudden, an old poor man's coming with his horses. And he says, can I help you? And he says, you, the poor guy, I have the best horses. He said, let me help you. And the horses got together and they pulled out the king with his best horses. And the king said, I don't get it. How did that happen? How did that happen that I have the best horses in the world and your two little scrawny horses pulled us out? And he said, I'll tell you why. These two horses are brothers. These two horses are together a force. And whenever you come together as a force, I don't care if you have the best horses, but you have this best horse from Egypt, this best horse from wherever, they can't come together. They're separate. They might be the best, but they're separate. But me, these two horses, they're brothers. And of course they're going to get. And he said, Russia, they're brothers. You're not going to win. You have Allied forces. You're not going to win. Russia's so strong. And that kachava, that's what happened. That's what happened. Because we're all brothers with each other. And we have to realize that within Klal Yisrael. Shalom. Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha. It's not two brachas, it's one. It's how am I going to bless? How am I going to be blessed? Baruch Hashem, there's so much wealth going on in Klal Yisrael. Should just keep on going. But what do I do with my money? How do I give it out? How do I use it? Yair Hashem Panav Eilecha. I want Hashem's countenance to be on me. V'chunecha. I want that chen. Yisa Hashem Panav. I want that face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's only going to be with Shalom. So Parshas Naso. Parshas Naso represents the idea, again, the travels in the Midbar. This idea of the Saita, learning from the Saita. Everyone learns from different things. Even if it doesn't happen to you, you learn from it. This idea of a Nazir, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing. Again, Shvil Hazov, middle of the road, an average person. But again, sometimes you have to abstain, stay away, Nazir, a crown. And this idea that Yirecha Hashem Yishmerecha, not six brachas, three brachas, and lastly, Pahalaischa. Let's bring it in. Let's build ourselves as much as we can. Again, Parshas Naso, Parshas Baalaischa. Let us make it a Gevaldik Shabbos. Everyone together, right after a Shavuos, right after Kabbalah's Ola Torah. And a person just could keep on striving and striving for greatness.
Everyone should have an amazing, amazing Shabbos.